Unit 16, International Advisors. Ken graduated first in his class from Harvard University. He earned a BA. BA in International Relations and went on to earn a doctorate in Conflict Studies. It was always Ken's dream to work at the United Nations. He hoped that he could contribute. Contribute his own ideas towards making the world a safer place and help avoid international disputes. When he left college, Ken and a few other friends established a small agency that advised governments on global issues. They were located in Washington, D.C., and the office was magnificent for a new agency. They even had a garden and a row of hedges. Hedges to keep out trespassers. Not all of his partners were as humble. Humble as Ken. Many were overambitious and believed that their views were the only ones in the world that mattered. They often commented that Ken wanted to change the world when really that was impossible and they should only help those worth helping. Eventually, Ken was forced to clarify his goals to his partners. When they disagreed over these goals, Ken left the agency to find work elsewhere. He went to work as an intern for the English government. After attending a tutorial that set forth his expectations, he began work in the environmental sector. He was not sincerely happy with his job since he wished to work in international peace and conflict issues, yet he went about his work diligently all the same. Of particular note, he worked on a case that involved the dumping of kerosene in international waters. His studies started up a great deal of gossip that the English were breaking many laws and many industrial companies had to be stopped before the issue exploded. His boss commended Ken for his work, which many felt was long overdue. Overdue. And recommended he go to work for the State Department. The Prime Minister also felt that Ken's character and abilities deserved a high post in the government. He was appointed the ambassador to a small nation in Africa by the time he turned 47. Ken remained as an ambassador for many years. He witnessed the overthrow of the government in a bloody coup, a civil war, and the collapse of their economic infrastructure.